They say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I am in shock and disbelief. But I don't know why. I kind of feel like I felt it coming. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Not Your Average WCW. My name is Elspeth Chimeza, a.k.a. Lady E. And you know that this is the extension from MPV My Point of View blog. So he married someone else. And I had to find it out through the grapevine. Out of everyone else, he owed me the truth. He owed me the truth that in as much as I wasn't the one he wanted, but there was someone else he really did intend to marry. Despite me highlighting that I wanted to get married. I feel like an idiot. I feel so stupid. I keep replaying to the first time we met and just saying, you know what? I should have just told myself not to entertain this circus. I'm hurt. I wasn't going to put this out, but I realized that this is the best way for me to start venting and going through the 5 stages of grief, because right now I feel like death has happened to me. And everything I've taught the single ladies, I've told the single ladies not to do. And we were saying we're on this journey and we're growing together. And then I reverted back to that stupid, naive girl who keeps on thinking that she's going to turn a player into her husband. I turned into that stupid, naive girl who thought she was better than all the other women and that he would choose me. He didn't choose me. He chose her. But I feel like the last time we spoke and I had a conversation with him, he could have just said, I am marrying someone else. I'd rather have had me choose to how I was going to react to it than find out through his friend status and through conversations confirmed by other people that he married someone else. And it didn't take time. It was actually from the period of Valentine's weekend. And it's been like, what, 3-4 weeks? Yeah. So he paid the lobola and then he married the very next week. Imagine. And I am sitting there and like saying, okay, dear God, I'm going to give this man space to grow up, space to think and try to realign his life, space so that he can hustle his money and you know, get his stuff together. And I also needed the space so that I can adjust and try not to show that I have anxiety issues, particularly that I am an anxious avoidant, you know. And work around how this could be a slow burn and map a way forward.